Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of the Bathroom Breaks. I am here with the birthday boy on our 50th episode, the Jay Schwedelson of Do This Not That podcast, and I'm Daniel Murray. But Jay, I want to kick this off and say, what do you do on your birthdays? What is the vibe, and what is your favorite cake flavor?
Okay, that's a good question. I do like coconut cake a lot. So I'll roll with a coconut cake. And in general, I like all things chocolate. I don't do a lot on my birthday. So basically, I avoid all my friends. They'll be like, oh, we should go out for dinner. We should do whatever. And then I lie to them. And I say, oh, I have plans with my family, whatever. And I avoid them because I don't want to go out with anybody ever. And so I avoid everybody. I'll have like dinner at home with my kids and whatever. But this weekend, I'm going to go see the movie Black Bag. That is my big plan.
Oh, I saw it.
Screw off. Wasn't it good?
It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I saw it this week.
So here's the problem though with movies now. I could watch it on TV. You could buy it on TV. But I want to go to the movie theater. I want to eat a lot of popcorn. I want to eat Reese's Pieces. I'm going to get a soda, which I don't drink a lot of regular soda. I'm going to go. This is me. This is me being wild. That is my big plan for my birthday. So, yeah, living on the edge.
And to add on that, Jay's an Aries, and Ari actually likes coconut cake as well. And that's my wife, and she's an Aries as well. So I think Aries is the coconut cake people.
Let me ask you a question before we get into this. What is with you in knowing astrology stuff? Are you like thinking like weird stuff all day long? No offense to astrology people, but like, what's up with you?
No, but Ari's whole personality is like, I'm an Aries. One time we were on the beach like 2 years into our relationship, and she would talk every time she's an Aries. And then I took up the stargazing app, and I was like, look, Ari, there's Aries. And she turns to me and she's like, wait, Aries is in the stars? And I'm like, okay. So you just like to call yourself an Aries.
That is actually unbelievable. She'll probably appreciate that story being aired. Well, let's jump into today what we're talking about. So we're talking about on the different social media platforms, this idea of reposting, and we're going to dig into the exact right things to do with it and why it matters for your brand accounts, for your personal accounts, how it could be impactful. And the reason is Instagram just announced this week that they're going to be rolling out reposting, which means you're not just going to be able to put something onto your story that you like, but you're actually going to be able to repost something directly into your feed, which is a big new change for them. So, Daniel, what do you think about reposting in general and all this news?
I think it depends on what channel you're on. I think, for example, on LinkedIn, they don't reward a repost. So on LinkedIn, it's better to remix the post and make it your own and give your opinion on the post and then tag the creator who made that post and give them a shout out in that post rather than reposting because it doesn't. But I also do think if you don't have any to counter that and play devil's advocate is I also think if you want to be the best curator in the internet, it's not a bad idea to repost posts that you think are great so your audience can see it as well and give that post more life. Because when someone comes to see your feed, they could see what type of posts you are looking at. And then also it can give you fake social proof in a way where you could see a post with 1,000 likes on your feed, which I think is kind of cool. So it's a hard balance to play with reposting, but I'm a big proponent on remixing first. And if you have no ideas, then reposting.
So let's just break that down what the word remixing is for a second for everyone that may not necessarily understand it. So on, let's say LinkedIn, you see a post, you think it's awesome, whatever. Instead of just clicking repost, you take the content of the post, you make a screen grab of the image, whatever, and then you write your own blurb, use the same image, and then you say, and the source of this is X, Y, and Z, you know, great post, and you tag the person, as opposed to just hitting repost, you make it a new post on your feed. Is that what you mean by remixing?
Yeah, that's a version of remixing. Another version of remixing is if you like, for example, a meme template they're using, and you take that meme template and make it kind of make it your own, but it's still a template that they used. That's also remixing content. It's not like that original image is yours. But I do this all the time with the marketing millennials is I'll see a cool viral meme go for another industry or another, and I'll take that meme and remix it to make it for marketing. So it's just basically changing the content to make it for your opinions, your industry, your space, your personality, instead of taking someone else's.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, for everyone out there, the reason I listen to what Daniel has to say is that he grew marketing millennials on LinkedIn as 1.1 million followers. And this is really the strategy that you all used to really grow that. And even on Instagram, and let's talk about Instagram for a minute. I mean, you grew your Instagram from zero to like 150,000 people in what, a year or 2 years, something like that, some crazy fast path. So what do you think about Instagram with the new reposting stuff? Why are they doing this? Like, where's it all headed?
Instagram is very copycat of TikTok. So whatever feature TikTok releases, Instagram releases. But I think Instagram is a very discovery type app, and same as TikTok. So if you want to show something to your friends that you think is funny, it's another way to express who you are by reposting that onto your feed, saying like, I think this is funny, I validate this post. It's kind of like pressing the share button. But the head of Instagram said this is 80% of the activity on Instagram happens in the DMs on stories. So reposting is just the feed is really secondary when it comes to Instagram now. So that's another thing. But also they're launching, I think, I don't know what it was called, but they're launching a way of like private groups now where you can set a feed just for a group of people. And I think that's going to be a big reason why they're doing reposting as well, because then you can repost that's a feed of a group of people that you want to share it with. So, I mean, Instagram is crazy because there's a lot of fake Finstas. Like, people have secondary Instagrams that they want to share with their friends and family, and then they have business or like forward-facing creator ones. So it's getting into an interesting space.
You know, and overall for everybody out there, whether it's for your brand account, your personal account, this idea of curation should be at the core of what you're thinking about doing if you don't have a big following yet, where you're taking the most viral and best content that's out there and putting it on your feed. And I'll tell you one secret hack. I don't care what anybody thinks about Elon Musk. That is irrelevant to me. But if you go on X, Grok is there. There's a button that says Grok, and that's the AI tool on X. And the cool thing about Grok, which is unlike any other AI tool on the planet, is that you can ask Grok, it is 100% free, to go and look for the most viral posts on X about whatever topic. I want to know the most viral posts about email marketing. I want to know the most viral posts about healthcare laws or whatever. And say, and break down how many shares they got, how many likes they got, whatever, and why you think it went viral, and say, I want it to be from the last 30 days, 90 days. It is the only AI tool that allows you to rip through a social network and pull out what is going viral. So it's a really great way to find out what you should be curating on other platforms.
And I think that's, I mean, going to the why you should do that. The why is your goal is to see what your audience is interested in at that point in time. And I don't care what people say, but likes, shares, comments are validation that you something is the algorithm and the which is normally the audience who is reacting to something in that post. So if you can figure out why behind why they reacted to that post and why people care about that, you can create better content for your audience because you understand your audience better. So it's a great way to go and look, what does my audience care about? Why? And put all the list of interests and pain points and topics that they're interested in. And then you can do a million things with that. You can write new content. You could do podcasts. You could do, it's just an ideation funnel that is way better for you.
I love that. I totally agree. And all right, we crushed another episode. Everybody go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast. That's my birthday wish. I want you to do that. Please follow the Marketing Millennials and check out Do This Not That if you have insomnia.
The last thing I'll say is, please go spam Jay's DMs and say happy birthday to him. Wish him a great birthday. Thanks. He deserves it. Yeah, it's right. Going to be great. Please do it for me. Also, go spam his Instagram DMs. If you don't like to, go spam his Instagram DMs and say happy birthday to him. He's going to come back on the next episode and tell me how many DMs he got. So
yeah, thank exactly. you. I will. All right. Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.